This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Bert's with us, a radio frequency engineer, patent holder in Silicon Valley, California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How are things out there?
Well, I guess they're a little cooler, even though the temperature is, you know, close to 90s and above. And we've had a half an inch of rain during this broadcast during maybe 10 minutes. And you contrast that with what's happening out your way with the fires, I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's problems everywhere. I don't know what part of the country you can go to where you don't have at least something, you know, earthquakes, fires, tornadoes, hurricanes. Can you think of one part of the continental U.S. that's free of at least one or two of those?
No, I really can't. I was thinking before we were, you know, we were looking for a place to move from the East Coast, maybe North Dakota. And it was freezing cold. And then, of course, there's Idaho. And Idaho has got its problems with fires. Oregon has fires. California has fires. Montana has fires. And right now, Minnesota is in a drought condition. Minnesota, we never talk about Minnesota having, you know, water problems. Minnesota, really? Yeah, it does.
Don't they border one of the Great Lakes or very close?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, I was thinking about that, too. I'm glad you mentioned that. I was thinking about Detroit and Michigan and, you know, during the importance of Ohio and Michigan during World War II, where we made all kinds of equipment. Ohio was famous for tires. Akron, Ohio. It was like the tire capital of the world, Ohio was. And then you had Michigan, which was the automotive capital of the world. And during all of this production, there was a lot of waste products, and we polluted the Great Lakes by dumping pickling fluid into the Great Lakes. So what is pickling fluid? So you build a car, and you build a car body, and you want to paint it, but you got to get the oils off the steel so that the paint will stick. So you take the whole body of the car, and you put on a conveyor belt, and then you dip it in an acid bath. And then that acid eats away all of the oils, etc. And pretty soon that acid becomes less and less effective. So what do you do with it? I guess you dump it in the Great Lakes. And we destroyed the Great Lakes. So, you know, when you think about industry doing great things, yes and no. Yes and no. Like you think about Elon Musk doing great things with all these satellites, and you think about, well, wait a minute, where do all stars go? I can't see the stars because of all of Elon Musk's satellites, and then of all this electromagnetic radiation that he's beaming down on us. So, you know, technology has its pros and its cons, but I'd rather go back to 1950, you know, where we didn't have all of this electromagnetic radiation that, frankly, we did okay. We actually won World War II without cell phones.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's been problems in every era. You say go back to 1950, but 1950 we were facing nuclear annihilation, and it was pretty scary. I mean, I understand we were by and far the strongest country on the planet. No one came close, except the Ruskies had nukes, and they were threatening the rest of the world. So I don't think they had missiles yet in 1950, but they could deliver them by other means. And
that's all true. And there was a term for that, and it was called MAD, M-A-D, and that stood for Mutually Assured Destruction. So we all had these, well, not all, but some countries had nuclear weapons aimed at other countries, and they had them aimed at us. And so when the first guy pushes the button, does the second guy, you know, the other team, do they push the button before the first nuclear bomb makes contact with American soil? I mean, we see it incoming. So we say, uh-oh, this looks like it's not going to be so good. Let's launch a counterstrike. It was really tenuous back then. And there was a Cuban Missile Crisis with JFK, you know, before he was assassinated. So, yes, we have had lots of really bad times. I just think that sociologically, the 1950s and the 1960s were better than today. You know, we didn't have these transgender perverts. We didn't have the bisexuals. We didn't have all of this corrupting our children. We didn't have to worry about that. If there was a homo in a neighborhood, he was beaten. He was absolutely beaten. If there was a gay person, you know, I guess that's the current term, in the military, if he kind of snuck in back then, they would have a pillow party. And they would take a pillowcase. And they'd take the pillow out of it. They'd put a bar of soap in it. And in the middle of the night, the other guys would take that pillowcase with the bar of soap in it, and they would pummel that homo. And they'd let him know, don't come near us, because we'll kill you. That's the kind of stuff that happened. So people were put on notice that it was unacceptable to be of deviant behavior. And so that's kind of why I like the 1950s. You could go to the 1960s, you go to the gas station, and the family was a family unit. People spent time together as a family. People helped each other. Now not so much. Now, and when I look at what's happening on Craigslist, let me give you an example. People lie. And that's one thing that I just, that causes me to ignite, lying. So, you know, we wanted to buy some hay. We look at the pictures on Craigslist, and there's a guy selling hay, and it's $35 a roll. It's a reasonable price for 1,000 pounds of hay. And our son goes there and goes to pick it up, and he tells the guy, okay, I'll be there. You know, is this good quality hay? Oh, yeah, it's good. Yep. And he gets there, and it's, this guy has baled weeds and sticks. And so what does it take to go and pick up hay? Well, you know, it takes a trailer that can carry 18,000 pounds, a truck that can pull it. It's not free to get there. It's not free to get back. And this has happened to us three times where people lie about the quality of what they're selling, whether it be a tractor, they misrepresent it. Whether it be a hay mower, they misrepresent it. Whether it be hay, they misrepresent it. I'm sick of it. I am at the point where I don't believe it unless I see it with my own two eyes, and then I have to look twice. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, can you, isn't there a system where there's bad reviews that you can post against that seller? Or I guess they just changed their name or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And the same thing is on eBay. I bought a pair of sneakers, and they were listed as leather sneakers. New Balance sneakers in my size, men's. Perfect size. The same exact model that I bought before. Let's see. Model 608. They're white with blue highlights. A dark blue. So it's not like a faggoty blue. It's a dark blue. And so the leather. So I bought some more. And they're now plastic. So I called New Balance corporate headquarters, and I said, so what's up? And they go, oh, geez, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but they have problems with counterfeit sellers on eBay. So I called the guy out on it, and I said, these are plastic. And he says, well, the manufacturer says they're leather. And I said, okay, but these are plastic. So what the manufacturer says and what you sell may be two different things, and they are. So I bought three separate pairs of sneakers from three separate sellers on eBay to get one pair that's actually leather. And they all say they're leather. But they're not. So I'm going to make this guy eat shipping and everything. And I'm going to the mattresses. I hate it. I trashed them on eBay. I mean, you know, I wasn't vulgar. I just said I bought, they were listed as leather. They're plastic. And I suggest that possibly these are counterfeit. And that's how I did it. But I'm really sick of these lies. And there are more and more of them. So when I buy something from an eBay seller who's in Kentucky, I don't have these problems. If I buy them from a guy in Tennessee, no problem. If I buy them from a guy in, you know, the Garden State, no problem. If you buy them from California, you have problems. What's up? That's my experience.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put your state down, but what I am saying is I think there are some people who are new arrivals who set up these Chinese knockoff businesses, and they mislead their customers on eBay as if they're selling the genuine article, and they flat out are not. And so what did New Balance say to me? They were really nice. I talked to this gal twice. Same gal. And she said, well, Vincent, if you want to buy sneakers and you want to make sure that they're leather and you want to make sure they're genuine, you're going to have to buy from us. Can you imagine that? I got to buy sneakers right from the manufacturer to make sure that they are the genuine article. Now, how does a company like New Balance fight that? How do they fight it? And you uncovered this. Could it be that the factory in Indonesia or wherever it is, China, for New Balance, is during the first shift during the day is making leather sneakers, and at night when the U.S. bosses go home, they pull out the rolls of plastic and start making the same sneakers on the same presses with the same molds but using plastic instead of leather? Is that possible? Of course it is.
Yeah, that happens all the time. Although I got to tell you, a lot of times it is the same sneaker.
What do you mean?
They don't even change any of the material. They'll just run the same sneaker. Okay. They might put the same, or they might put a counterfeit name. But in many cases, I mean, I get what you're saying. You want to lower the cost and save some money. But a lot of times, it's easier to just run the line exactly like it's set up with the same ingredients, you know, fudge the numbers on the documentation and just run them through completely identical. I mean, that's how most of the counterfeit goods get produced in China with all the name brand labels and stuff. And like I said, sometimes in order to get them through customs or whatever, they might change the name or the label, but it's actually the same exact manufacturing process.
Yeah, that's what I was saying by the night shift. They take the leather and they put away the leather and they take the roll of plastic and they substitute it and they use the cutting machine, the sawing machine, and all that and the molds, and they're making the same thing, except instead of the material that covers the sneaker sole is plastic instead of leather. We've got Charles in Ohio. Charles, we're going into a break right now, but when we come back, you're on with Bert Bertonis. Charles in Ohio. It looks like, according to the call screen, that you want to talk about cosmic rays. I'm looking forward to it. We'll be right back with Bert Bertonis and Charles in Ohio. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Virtual is in California. Charles has joined us in Ohio. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning. Hope everyone's well. I just wanted to bring up an automotive electronic issue, partly. I heard a story on NPR. Well, it was a story that was reported nationwide about the Hondas with the stuck accelerators. I guess they're attributing that to cosmic rays. They're saying that some of the computer chips were damaged by stray cosmic rays, and they also attributed some of the miscounts in voting to the same process. They're saying that the computer chip's memories are being corrupted by these cosmic rays, and they said that it's a telltale sign the number that the votes are jumped is a telltale giveaway of what the process is. I just wondered if Bert was familiar with that, if he had any opinion on those stories.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Now, you said Honda. I remember several years ago, Toyota had a major problem with so-called stuck accelerators in Toyotas and Lexuses, and there were several people died. There were very bad accidents, and you know, and people were swearing they were not stepping on the accelerator. So is this new, or are you referring to the many years ago Toyota issue?
No, you are right. I didn't mean to disparage Honda. Yeah, it was Toyota's. They just put a story together on NPR and tied it both together in the same story and attributed to the cosmic rays.
You know, that's fascinating because I followed the Toyota story very carefully because I was intrigued. I was convinced there had to be something in the software that they hadn't detected in testing. I mean, I was really spending a lot of time on my own investigating that situation. And eventually, Toyota recalled the cars and had to replace the the electronic portion that controlled it. But to the best of my knowledge, Toyota never fessed up to what really was going on. I don't even know if they knew what was going on. And their solution was like some stupid thing they did to the accelerator, like, you know, cut the carpet and, yeah, you know, move the accelerator pedal and the brake pedal. And that had, as far as I could see, had nothing to do with what was going on.
Yeah, I think they did mention that. And it is online. You can... there's several stories on it come up immediately if you type it in, and I haven't read them completely, but I guess that is the conclusion they've come up with. I don't know if Toyota's accepted it or not, but people are pushing it forward.
Well, I'm gonna look up that story during the next break, and I'll comment on it further. But what I ended up attributing it to in my own mind was the fact that when you have complex software with multiple inputs, and you know they're sensing different pedal positions and velocity of the car and things like that, that there's always outside boundaries that they can't find in testing. Things that'll happen in the real world. And I was thinking that's how it was attributed, because they exhaustively tried to test it, and they couldn't. And, of course, the problem only happened to people using, I think it might have been a Bosch chip from Germany. It was quite a number of years ago. But I attributed it just to outliers in that just happened if, certain conditions on the inputs to the software program occurred. But wow, cosmic rays, I mean, that's the only reason I would maybe be a little hesitant on that is it would seem to me cosmic ray would be random. And what was happening in the Toyota chip was something that was sort of consistent. The car would on its own go into a maximum acceleration mode, and the only thing that stopped it was turning the engine off. And this happened even to a highway patrolman driving a Lexus, who I think died. He was on the radio, on his cell phone, talking as he literally died in a car accident trying to stop the car. And it seemed to be...
Charles, stay with us. We're going into a break. I've got a couple comments when Bert's finished as well. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years... Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man has been arrested on Capitol Hill for threatening lawmakers Thursday. Tim Berg reports.
The suspect who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone.
Texas educators said Thursday will stop enforcing Governor Greg Abbott's ban on public school districts imposing mask mandates. The Texas Supreme Court declined to uphold the mask ban over a technicality. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, on Newsmax TV, weighs in on the debacle that is the Afghanistan withdrawal.
We have been working for months trying to get answers on what is actually happening on the ground and what the plan was going to be. After Joe Biden tossed away the exit strategy that Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo had put in place, and it was conditions-based, and then Biden decides he wants to work off of a date on the calendar. And, you know, we have American citizens there. We have Tennesseans there. We have those that have supported our men and women in uniform. And what we have tried to do is get answers and to figure out what the strategy is going to be.
On Thursday, the senator demanded to know why the nation's first female vice president isn't defending the women and girls who are in grave danger from Taliban rule.
Where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? We know that they are going to be brutalized. We know the women who have worked with us with our U.S. Secretary of State's program for women and girls. These are women that are going to be murdered. They're going to be have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Fascinating discussion class. Charles asked a great question. Charles is still with us, and Bert's with us. Bert, did you have any other comments?
Yeah, I did look up, and I found the information. Looks like it's not just this year. I did not find the NPR report, but I did find several articles going back a number of years where cosmic rays were a suspected problem. I guess I can delve into it in more detail, but my initial thought is that cosmic ray is going to be something totally random and not consistently, you know, hit the same bit in the memory, for instance. I mean, this is that they were saying it affects field programmable memory, and I get that. And cosmic rays, very well made, those that get through the Earth's protective filter in our atmosphere. But the thing is, I doubt those cosmic rays are going to be directed to one little tiny cell on the chip. They're going to just scatter randomly all around and cause random issues. And that's not what we saw in the Toyota problem. It was a very specific problem. And it was very consistent amongst everyone that reported it. So I'll look into it further, but that's my initial thought.
Charles, did you have another question, or are you ready for some of my comments?
No, I very much agree with him. I would expect it to be more random, but the numbering thing I was speaking about that was coming up, that was for the voting machine. They were saying the amount that it jumped. So maybe the way I described it is kind of confusing the issue, but what he's saying would still apply, I'm sure. And I just, you know, I find NPR interesting, but I don't, I think they're always to be trusted, kind of like 60 Minutes. But yeah, your comment, Vince.
Okay. So, as you know, I like to tinker with cars. And we had a Mercedes-Benz in the shop. It was a V8 SL500, 1991, I believe it was. It's a really neat little car. It's a little roadster. And, you know, if you watched television when they tried to position the actor in a scene that denotes money, wealth, that's what they put him in, the Mercedes SL500, back in the 90s. Well, we had one of those in the shop. And this darn thing had a problem known as ASR. And that stands for automatic slip regulation. So there's a sensor on the wheels to determine how fast the wheels should be turning, a sensor in the engine, a sensor in the transmission, and they all talk to this computer, and they determine whether the wheels are slipping, and if they think, if these sensors tell the computer that the wheels are slipping kind of like on ice, automatically the computer program that runs the engine forces the engine down into a 25% of maximum output condition. So what it does is it takes out 75% of the engine's power and it says you can't have it. And the only way that you can reset this condition is by pulling over to the side of the road, shutting the engine off, waiting a few seconds, starting back up, and the ASR light goes out, you know, the one that tells you you are now in a automatic slip regulation mode. So, you know, when you're driving along, all of a sudden the car goes into automatic slip regulation and you're on a dry pavement and you're not hot rodding, you're just driving it normally, it's a real problem because you have to pull over, shut the engine off, start it back up, and then continue, and then it happens, you know, at intermittent times. So it's not like every 5 seconds or 10 seconds or 5 minutes or half hour. It just happens, and you don't know when it's going to happen. So I did some research. Our son did some research, and it was really tough to figure out. Really tough. So we worked on this for about a year, and we talked to a mechanic in Europe who is a really knowledgeable mechanic, and he said, okay, try this, 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 and this, and we said we tried them all. We did all those things. And so I called Mercedes-Benz in Springfield, Missouri, and the service advisor said, yeah, we got a guy. He's been trained in Europe on that specific car. He's the guy. We have the test equipment. We have the computer link. We have everything we need to fix it. And I said, okay, I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to tell me what's wrong, and I'm going to fix it. Because I've been all over this, and our son's been all over this, and we're frankly kind of stuck. And he said, we can do it. And I said, how much does it cost? He said, $200. So we bring it at the appointed time, and they are frosted with us. I mean, they're angry with us. They won't let us talk to the mechanic. The mechanic is pulling out his hair. I mean, he is angry. Not that we said anything. We never saw the mechanic. He just said, this is so frustrating, this particular car. And he said, well, we don't know what's wrong with it. And I said, hold it. You just said to me you're going to charge me $200 to tell us what's wrong, and you were the guys, and now you're telling me you can't tell us what's wrong? And he said, no, we can tell you what's wrong, but it's going to cost, you know, four or five times or three or four or five times more than the vehicle's worth to tell you what's wrong with it. Okay. So we took the vehicle back home, and it ran way worse than it did on the way over there. They were pulling out wires and connectors and so forth, and it got worse. So we just don't stop, okay? My family just doesn't give up. So we worked on it, and I told our son how potentiometers work, because the way this particular engine works is when you step on the gas pedal, the accelerator, it actually moves some mechanical linkage, which ultimately moves the potentiometer, which talks to the computer that controls the engine RPM. And I said to him, we have to look at this potentiometer. I think this is where the problem is. So we did a sweep, and we looked at the resistance of the potentiometer. And what really happened is there was a spot on this potentiometer, which controlled the vehicle speed, that was worn out. So think about it like this. So you've got your stereo system with an old-fashioned knob for volume, and you turn it to the minimum, like no volume, when you turn this stereo system on. Then you slowly crank up the volume to the desired level. Well, if you look at that 270 degrees of travel of that potentiometer, most of the travel is in the lower range, like, the low volume, the lowest volume, then a little bit more. And, you really don't go past more than a third of the volume. Well, it's the same thing with the accelerator potentiometer in these cars, because it's not mechanical linkage that determines the engine speed. It's a potentiometer. So ultimately, it took us over a year to figure it out, and then we actually massaged and I won't say filed down, but I will say steel wooled down that potentiometer. We rebuilt that potentiometer. We took the potentiometer apart. We rebuilt it, recalibrated it, and the vehicle works great. So what I'm saying is that's just one problem with a fly-by-wire type engine design. Now, Audi had another problem with the Audi 5000. That thing, you pull it in your garage, and all of a sudden it would drive through the back wall of your garage. While you're still in it. And you think, well, the brakes will overpower the engine's power, and you can stop these things, but it's really hard sometimes. So then the next thing is, so we actually fixed this. So Mercedes couldn't fix it. Their top mechanic in Europe couldn't fix it. Nobody could fix it because they weren't willing to spend the time on it. And we weren't willing to give up. So now we know how these things work because we took them apart. All right, so now you have a situation where, let me just go to one other vehicle. We have two trucks here that happen to be 1994 vintage Chevrolet full-size trucks. One of them is a Suburban 2500 three-quarter ton turbo diesel, 6.5 liter turbo diesel. The other is a 1500 full-size Blazer, of which they only made 500, and it is a 1500 series. Both of them are 1994. Both of them have accelerator pedals that are potentiometers. So if you have a problem with acceleration, you replace the gas pedal. Now think about that. Because the potentiometer is part of the gas pedal. Just like the volume control is part of your stereo. Who would have ever thought that up, right? Well, they took that 1994 design, and of course we've had to replace that potentiometer too, which is the gas pedal assembly. And then the vehicle works great because it got confused. So now we're basing our engines on great stability of current coming from the battery and the alternator. So if the battery is weak of charge and the alternator is kind of not so good because it's got a lot of miles on it, then you have transmission shifting problems and engines running wild. So now we have turned over the mechanical linkage from, good, safe automobiles to automobiles that are fly-by-wire. It's crazy, Bert.
You probably already know the percent of electronics is only going up every year in cars.
40% of the current cost of a modern new vehicle is electronics. 40%.
Yeah. So no wonder now with the chip shortage how it's affecting car supply, which is, remember when auto dealers couldn't sell the cars? The lots would just be filled and filled with last year's cars and...
Yeah.
For years that was going on, and now they're selling everything on the lot. It's very funny.
Well, here's another thought. So, class, I've written some computer programs. I'm not a very good programmer. I don't even claim to be. But, during my life, I've written some computer programs. And when, you know, when you write the first program, you call it version 1.0. And then you make a couple improvements and it's 1.1. Then you make some more improvements at 1.2, 1.3. Then you get up to a, you know, major improvement. You go, geez, I really should have done it this way. Much better. That's 2.0. And then it's 2.1, 2.2, etc. And if you look at some of the integrated circuits, the program chips, the read-only memory chips, where the computer programs are housed on some of these integrated circuits, you'll find that they have labels on them. They say, like, sometimes they're paper labels, you know, 2.01 or 2.03. And then you call the, you know, the company and say, boy, I'm having all these problems. They go, well, what version is it? You go, 2.03. And they go, oh, yeah, you need the new version. So go to the website, download this update program, download the new version, update your ROM, and you'll be good to go. And that's exactly what I had to do with this Comarch communications equipment here at the studio, because Adobe's Flash stopped working. So the people at Comarch figured out how to get the same equipment that I have to work without Adobe's Flash. But I had to upgrade the software. The read-only memory, the program, if you will, firmware. So that's the kind of problems that we're having. But what I'm trying to say is we have turned over our automobiles to the computer industry, and we can't fix them. I mean, unless you're willing to spend over a year trying to, you know, figure out a problem that Mercedes can't help you with, Ford can't help you with, General Motors, Chrysler, etc. It's a big problem. But there's one other piece to this. And that is, Charles asked about cosmic rays. Now, Bert, is it possible? Is it, you know, you and I worked with integrated circuits over the years. Is it possible that there's a certain spot, a weak point, if you will, that would be subject to cosmic rays being damaged? And when you access that part of the read-only memory or the memory chip itself or the processor, that, you know, a weak point from shielding can get blown up, and that's why they all have this.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
Got
your
take
when you got
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So I mentioned the Audi 5000 class back in the years 1978 through 1986. There was a condition called sudden acceleration. These Audi vehicles with automatic transmissions would just take off. And it was difficult for the brakes to overpower the engine. There were crashes and several hundred accidents. So there was a recall. And it was a big deal. But, you know, people didn't believe it. So that it was, you know, it was a big deal, but it didn't get the media attention that it needed to get to stop this electronic drive-by-wire nonsense. Charles, I have a question for you. Now, you and I talked privately after the last time. By the way, class, we have three instructors on the air. Bert is a senior instructor. Charles is an instructor, and I'm an instructor. So there's three instructors here right now at USA Prepares. Charles, you mentioned the last time you were on the air with me, we were talking about fuel, and we were talking about the 100-mile-per-gallon vehicles and that kind of thing. And I asked you about the difference between us and other broadcasts and how we address the discussion versus how the others. Would you consider telling our class what you told me about other broadcasters? You don't have to mention their names. But because it would be really embarrassing for them, the difference between us and them, is that something you would consider doing?
Oh, sure. I just said that with this issue and, like I say, even just several things before I came on you were talking about, but to tie these together and to understand them, you just have to have some knowledge and experience, and especially like your knowledge of mechanical and automotive and just doing stuff, building things, is very crucial to understanding the difference, what the point I'm trying to get across when I stutter and stumble.
I believe you were telling me that you contacted on air a really big broadcaster, and we understood the issue and were able to discuss it better than they were. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, like you say, if somebody doesn't have a farm, doesn't have solar panels, hasn't used a generator, it's kind of hard for them to relate. And I can understand their problem, but like you're saying, you are a place for a lot of issues that don't make it or won't, that they always say that they got to keep it simple for their audience. They don't want to get too complex. They don't want to delve too deeply into issues, some issues.
Mm-hmm. And my position is immutable, and that is that we will not do the rapid fire. We will do the in-depth, and kind of like right now with you here. Bert, I mentioned that I thought that there could be a possibility that there's the weak spot in the integrated circuit, whether it be the read-only memory or the memory itself or the computer processor, that was not shielded effectively enough from cosmic rays, electromagnetic radiation, etc., that it took out just a small part of the program, etc., or the memory where the program would be executed. Is that possible? That would cause the reoccurring failures of these vehicles?
Well, yes and no. I think I think again the cosmic ray is going to be random, but there's areas of the chip that can be shielded better. And I'll give you an example. We put chips into spacecraft all the time, and they go up, and they're more susceptible to cosmic rays than anything on Earth because we have a protective coating of in our atmosphere around the Earth. A lot of people don't realize that that keeps us alive. Some cosmic rays do penetrate it, but in space, not so. So NASA knows and the military knows how to protect ships better, and perhaps we can use some of that technology for, let's say, our auto chips or really any chips. But in terms of specific bits or a certain section of the chip, I don't think so. Not really.
So we have a bunch of cars here that we own. One of them happens to be Mercedes-Benz 300D, SD, really. So that's the big, long Mercedes. It's a five-cylinder diesel, and it's turbo diesel. And it's all mechanical linkage. There are no computers that make this diesel engine run. So Mrs. Finelli every once in a while says, hey, you really need that car? And I go, yeah, I do. And it, you know, it's only like 18 feet long or 17 feet long, and it's, you know, 6.5 feet wide. Doesn't take up a lot of space. So I've got that. And then she asked me about this other 1996 diesel that I've got. And these are sedans, you know, four-door sedans. And it has mechanical diesel linkage. There's no turbo on this particular one. And it works great. It gets, 47 miles to the gallon on the highway. It's really good. Do you really need that vehicle? Yeah, I do. And so, why? Because I refuse to get rid of something that is EMP proof. Bert, any quick comments about that?
Yeah, well, we've talked on other shows about what happens with cosmic, the plasma from the sun, which is similar but different. So, yes.
Charles, any last comments? 10 seconds?
They did speak about that, and they spoke about the cosmic ray project in the mountain where they monitored them. So, I mean, they try and make their lies convincing. I don't know. It may be true. Maybe not. Thanks.
Charles, thank you. Thank you for bringing this to the class's attention. Bert, thanks so much for being here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.